7 days before South Africans
Yes.
go out and vote. How has the campaign been on the ground, and how are South Africans receiving a message from Aljamaa?
Look, the campaign has gone very well. We went to two areas. One area was Kufumvaba, where Chris Hani grew up with his grandfather, and where 75 members of the PAC were hanged. So we went to that village and to show respect to the 75 PAC members that were hanged. We met with the chief. We slaughtered a cow. We brought them a JoJo tank. We brought them a tractor with water. And we agreed to build a community hall for the pensioners. When Sassa comes and it rains, they turn back and now they can get their pension money. So that community, that whole community, they are going to vote for us because we came to pay our respects. And then we went to another area called the Almas in Mpumalanga. And there in Mpumalanga, the reason we went there is because the leaders of the Soweto riots, they were at a secret trial in Delmas. They were all members of the PAC and they were sentenced to 30, 40 years. And the reason that they were found guilty is because many of the students testified against them, and that's why they held it in the secret place, far away from everything. So Delmas, we had like in Kufumvaba, a packed hall, and the people, and we brought to Delmas water because many of the villages don't have water. We gave each person 5 liters of water. So our campaigning in the areas where people fought for our liberation, so that we enjoy the freedoms we have today, we just felt we had to do that. So that gave us a good start, and we're campaigning in all 9 provinces. In Limpopo, we campaigned in 24 areas. We never had any votes from Limpopo before. And now we have people from 24 areas, Bela-Bela, Tazaneen, and then in the Eastern Cape, the Pan-African Congress have decided to join our party. They are candidates for the election. So in the Eastern Cape, we've been visiting all the areas. And we're going to get 2 seats in the provincial legislature. That is our plan. So Eastern Cape, Limpopo, we're doing quite well. KZN, yesterday I was in Umdoni. We had a packed hall. People asked us, but why must we give our vote to you? You're going to give it to the ANC. You know, we had to deal with all those kinds of issues. On Thursday, we're going to Kwakwa in Free State. We're going to slaughter a cow. I haven't slaughtered a chicken in my life, but now I'm going to slaughter a cow. So it's going to be a problem. So in the Western Cape, we want to remove the DA from the Western Cape. So we have been campaigning all over for the last 4 months. We have a very good candidate as premier. He's the son of Imam Abdullah Harun, who was tortured to death, while he was detention without trial. He's a premier candidate. He's a professor. He served as my researcher in Parliament for 2 years, as CEO of the party for another 2 years. So we are going to do very well in the Western Cape. And the ANC has already come to us and say, look, you're going to help us, and we want to offer you the seat of speaker. I told him, man, we don't want the seat of speaker. We want to be the premier, and because we're going to do well in the Eastern Cape. And then in Gauteng, we've got an executive mayor who is the secretary of our party. He's done well. He has achieved a clean audit, import, export, no findings. So that helps in creating wealth in the country. He's built three power stations. When he started, we had 400 million, which the DA left. It's now 3 billion rand in the kitty. And we're making sure the ANC don't steal that money. And ANC wants to remove us because we are doing that. They didn't want to support our budget last week. But I mean, we are very impartial with the nine coalition parties. So Alderman knows how to run coalitions. We've done it successfully for 18 months in Joburg. And so all over, the campaign is going well. So we hope to get, and at the moment, we have one seat in Parliament, one seat in the provincial Parliament in the Western Cape. We're going to increase it to 10 seats, five in Parliament and five amongst the provinces. The parties are going to knock on our door for our seats after the election. And we're going to only assist the ANC, MK and EFF, no other parties.
That's interesting. So let's go back to the issue of Western Cape. What are the main reasons why Aljamaa is insisting on making sure that the DA is removed?
Look, they want to make the Western Cape a Zionist enclave like Gaza. They're already inviting people from all over the world who are Jews to come and settle in the Western Cape. They've already built houses for them in Sea Point, in other areas to move in to make it easy. So it is like the settlements in Israel where Jews are encouraged to become the settlers. So they're doing the same in the Western Cape. And you find the premier, his family members are fighting in the Israeli army. You find that the minister of intelligence has warned that the Western Cape, there's going to be that they're planning a coup d'etat. They're planning all kinds of funnies. They're getting America to want to come and assist them. And the Western Cape, I confronted President Ramaphosa in Parliament and I told him, why doesn't he arrest the Premier for wanting to make the Western Cape another country, have a referendum, have legislation that wants to hold a referendum and get the Western Cape to become the 56th or 55th country of Africa. So I told him, President, why aren't you arresting that man? He wants, it is treasonous. And he said, no, we had to talk with him. It's not so bad as I'm making out to be. But last week, he said that the DA, when they started supporting Israel, that their action is treasonous. And when they call on America to observe the elections, their action is treasonous. So he didn't listen to me then we didn't have had this problem. So the Western Cape, as you know, is a tale of two cities. They get clean audits, but it's all done in the white areas. I think that the Auditor General must have a new team to really look at the audits in the Western Cape. They send white people to do the audit. They must send black people and women to do the audit. The Western Cape doesn't deserve a clean audit. I live here. I live here for 74 years now, and I know what is happening. The people are living in Khayelitsha, the Africans and the coloreds in the Mitchells Plain area. They are living under terrible conditions, 10 times worse than it was during apartheid. And they are building a middle class. So the audit is done on middle class. So the Western Cape, the 90% of the people are worse off than we were during apartheid. So Aljamaa wants to turn that all around. We're getting a lot of support. We have a team that is ready to govern. They are better qualified than everyone in the DA. They've got degrees, they've got experience, environment, police, housing, social welfare. So that is why we want to, hope the people of the Western Cape vote for Aljamaa. We don't want the ANC to lead. They messed up when they led the province. and they are not fit to govern the Western Cape. They fight among themselves. They work in the PAC, and there's factions, and the Africans don't like the coloureds, and the coloureds don't like the Africans, and it's a big problem in the Western Cape. The ANC is so divided. Ibrahim Rasool messed up the province and left. And Alan Zilla accused him of having his finger in the till. You know, it's all these problems. So we need a party like Adamar to bring stability to the Western Cape, like we have in Joburg, and to get a real clean audit, to bring about real improvement, to implement the IDP. And at provincial level, they are firing all our best principals, school principals, left, right, and center. The education is messed up. People, learners are still not, it's already so many months into the year, they're not in a classroom. It's terrible in the Western Cape, and the media, your colleagues, are painting a very bright picture of the Western Cape. They must be living in a dream world. They must come to me and I'll take them all over the Western Cape and they can see the conditions of the people here.
And how has the support been from the Muslim community?
Look, there's a problem. The ANC, because of their position on Palestine, Muslims all over the world support the ANC because we took the matter to the court. We now got arrest warrants for the Hitler of Israel, Netanyahu. And so now what the ANC does is they go to all the Muslim areas and they're trying to take away our votes. So they're supposed to work with us, and here in the Western Cape, they're sending people from National. The president has been here twice to the Muslim community, telling them, you know, look what we did in Gaza. They send a lady, the poor woman has to campaign every second day, telling the Muslims, look, I'm a Muslim woman. This is what we did for Gaza. Vote for the ANC. And they know Aldemar is largely a Muslim party, although we are a platform for all communities. We now have more Christian members than Muslim members. And they're trying to take away all our votes in the areas where we traditionally get votes, but they won't succeed because their corruption was so bad. People will say, thank you very much for what you're doing in Gaza on a humanitarian basis. That is not good enough. You don't have the people competent to run the Western Cape. They are so divided. They don't have the skills, they don't have the knowledge, they don't have the political education, and they're just going to mess up further like Ibrahim Rasool messed up when he was premier of the Western Cape. So then you have other parties, a Muslim leader, he buys a Hindu party, Imam Sheikh, and then he tells us that we must vote for him because he wants to convert the Hindus to Islamic ethos. We don't deceive people like that by their party. He paid over $2 million for that particular party. I think I don't even know what it is called. It's a Hindu party with Hindu principles. They worship idols on their posters. Now he wants to buy the party, and he tells the Muslims vote for this party because I'm going to get these Hindus to accept these Islamic values. We don't want to deceive Christians. They must continue practicing their religion. They're welcome to do that on our platform. We're not there to convert people to Islamic ethos. The same with the Sun Party. Action SA wants to destroy Aldemar, so they send him from Action SA, a Zionist party, coming to Muslims and telling Muslims to vote for them. So Aldemar's under threat. The Muslim vote is under threat. We used to get all 95% of our voters were Muslims. And now they're trying to take it away from us. And the ANC is taking the lead using Gaza, which is very, we're supposed to be working together. But, I mean, that's their tactical team. And I suppose, they look where they can get votes. and they don't mind taking the vote of Al-Jamal. And now you have this Imam Sheikh with his party, trying to get the Muslims to vote for him because they kicked him out of parliament. The NFP kicked him out of parliament because he wanted to liquidate them. And now he's looking for another party, and he's gone to the Hindus, and he tells the Hindus, I will get the Muslim vote. And he tells the Muslims, he will convert the Hindus to Islamic ethos. You can't reconcile people who worship idols and people who only worship one God. They will never, be together. And like I said, this other guy, Mr. Kuta of the Sun Party, he's a Zionist supporter. He was with Action SA. They redeployed him to buy the Sun Party, who says they are a Muslim party. They never got votes for the last 17 years. They don't have representation in parliament or anywhere else. And he's now trying to tell Muslims to vote for him. So we are under threat. I think we can get more Christian votes and Muslim votes in the next election, and votes from the liberation movement. PAC has joined us. Azapo has joined us. We have 100 candidates from the PAC helping us win elections. Azapo president came to see me last week to assure me of their support, especially in the Western Cape.
Thank you so much, and good luck for next week.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay. Bye.